Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs. That's Green Onions bringing us back. And by the way, I'm going to see them in concert real soon. Very excited about that. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We've got our good buddy Rick Newman back on the show. Rick's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, columnist for Yahoo Finance, author of Liberty for All, also Rebounders. He's got a couple of books out there. I encourage you to get both of them. You'll thank me later. Rick, it's ricknewman.com. Is that right?
RickJNewman.com.
The middle initial. Don't forget that RickJNewman.com. Also, YahooFinance.com.
Yep. Is that right? Finance.Yahoo.com.
That's Finance.Yahoo.com. There it is. All right. So check it out, folks. And please go ahead and go over to Finance.Yahoo.com and subscribe to what Rick does. I mean, he's a very prolific, very good, very excellent reporter and columnist, and I encourage you to follow him as I do. Okay, Rick, let's give the Republicans a little time. We gave Hillary some time in the last segment. So Jeb Bush has got some. He's announced for president. He's potentially could be Bush 45. Is that, would that be right? Something like that.
Yes, 45. That's right.
Yeah. So 41, 43, 45. So what do you you've been reporting on his ideas, haven't you?
Sure. These candidates are all sort of rolling out their economic ideas in small pieces. So we get snippets of what they're thinking. Obviously we'll get more as the campaign develops, but Bush made a faux pas recently. He was doing an interview and he said, one of the things we need to do to fix the economy is get Americans to work longer hours.
Yeah.
Those are the words he used. Longer hours.
I don't understand that.
No, that did not go over well because no one feels like the way to get ahead is just to work more. Of course, what we all want to do is work less and get paid more for the hours we work, right? So the idea.
Well, see, this what he didn't realize, Rick, was that's how major corporations made their early profits after the Great Recession. The early profits that they put to the bottom line that helped their stocks recover, the very early ones, was squeezing more productivity out of the people they didn't lay off.
Yeah, and of course
they got the same work done with less payroll because they got more production out of their people, and it created a casualty list.
And every single worker in America got dead tired of hearing the phrase "do more with less," didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, that's right.
So we all know this, and Bush just did not choose his words carefully, and he kind of mixed up the economic principles. And I'm sure he's going to spend a lot of time giving a more detailed idea about how he wants to fix the economy than just work longer hours. And he'll basically take that back.
But where did that come from? I mean, that's very troubling that he would say that because, I mean, anybody who's owned a lemonade stand knows that that's a dumb thing to say, right?
He was trying. If you look at his remarks in context, you're going to hear this line a lot. He says, I'm going to make the economy grow 4% per year. That doesn't sound that hard. We're growing now at like 2.2 or 2.4% per year. What's the difference between 2.2 and 4? It doesn't sound like that much. It's actually a huge difference.
It's huge.
We've almost never grown, even during our best times.
It's like the earthquake scale, right?
Yeah, it really is. And he said, you know, we need to be more productive. But he's right about that. Workforce participation has to rise. He just lumped this in. It means people have to work longer hours.
Wow, I don't understand.
That's not a good way to get ahead. He was
doing good on the participation because currently, folks, worker participation, as you've heard me report on the show, and Rick does too. Current participation is in the 62% range, which is comparable to what it was in the Carter days during the malaise era.
That's right. And that's before women, basically came into the workforce in huge numbers. And that decline is a lot of that is among men. I mean, it's like you've all, we've
20th
almost never
century,
seen
who have 20th century skills and can't get a job in the 21st century.
Exactly right. So yeah. Bush has to clarify this, and I think he will clarify this. He's going to, he has very smart economic people working for him, but he needs to, you know, explain his economic plan in ways that sound legit to ordinary people.
It sounds like he doesn't need to ad lib very much, is what it sounds like to me.
He clearly needs to think this through.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's dead right that we need a more productive economy, and that's something, this gets into the weeds a little bit, but worker productivity has been very poor, and it's not an easy thing to fix.
Hey, Rick, I got to wrap it up. Finance.yahoo.com. Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Rick, come back soon. Good job today.
I'll always be back, Jim.
Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.